Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan, and I'll admit it, I'm giddy like a schoolgirl today because for the first time in a long time, we're talking football. That's right, 2024 NFL schedule released on Wednesday night, and then odds for every single game on the schedule came shortly after. So we are officially in football betting season right now, and to help us navigate the board and look to the future is going to be Matt Verderam, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated. He's the host of That Football Show on the Kansas City Sports Network as well. And then, as always, Aaron Waterworth is going to come in here. He's the trading manager at Bet365. He's going to run the two-minute drill, give us a breakdown on all the odds and action for what's going to be a monster weekend of wagering. Before we get to all that, though, a quick ask if you like what we're doing here on the Sharp 600 podcast, if you've been listening for a while or whether it's your first time tuning in, give us a good rating and review. Click the thumbs up, whatever it is that you need to do on whatever it is that you watch us on. We appreciate that feedback. All right, Dell, let's cue the music. We got a lot to cover here on the Sharp 600. The schedule is out, so for football bettors, that means it's NFL season officially now. And to help us make sense of the schedule, how it impacts the NFL odds, is Matt Verderam. Welcome to the Sharp 600, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's look at the schedule right off the bat. Which teams got hosed? Which teams caught a break, maybe got a favor from the schedule makers?
I think the team that has a tough schedule is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm. If you look at their last eight games, they play six divisional games. They play two of them on short weeks. They play the Chiefs on a short week on Christmas, and they play at Philadelphia. I mean, if they go better than 3-5 in that stretch, they ought to be thrilled to death. I don't know how they navigate that. They're probably going to have to be 7-2 in their first nine games to make playoffs. Yeah. I mean, it's so difficult. On the flip side, I look at some teams that have last-place schedules who are expected to be better. Mm-hmm. Bengals, Bears, the Chargers to an extent. I think those are the teams that you'll look at and go, hey, you know what? Those are pretty navigatable schedules. Like, those are teams. I think the Chargers might be like a 9-win team fighting for the playoffs. Bengals and Bears, especially the Bengals, maybe you're fighting for legitimate seeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the Falcons caught a little bit of a break as well, too, because they're in a good place. Your Chiefs kind of sit in the middle of the range in terms of the strength of schedule rankings. Maybe right. A softer slate for the AFC West, but those are all divisional games. They all play tough. But then it's just like every second week seems like a playoff team and a contending team. And then you got this weird November where they got them playing, what, four games in 20 days or something like that. So a gauntlet set up forth. Your thoughts on how it trickles out for the Chiefs and what booby traps pop up for the defending champs?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's a weird schedule. They play every single day of the week except for Tuesday. They have one home game in the span of 49 days early in the year. And yet, they never have a three-game road trip, and they never have to play four road games in 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, it actually, I think the first four games are probably, to me, the big stretch for them. They play the Ravens at home. Mm-hmm. Then they get a mini-bye, so they have a little advantage there. They play the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Then they go play the Falcons on Sunday Night Football, but the Falcons are coming off a Monday Nighter in Philadelphia. So, they get another advantage there. And then they go play the Chargers, which is like Arrowhead West. They'll have 60,000 people on Red
State. Yeah, that much of an advantage there for the Bolts.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, so if you're the Chiefs, like, you're probably without Rashee Rice. And Charles Menhu's probably on the pup list coming off that torn ACL that he suffered in the AFC title game. So, like, realistically, if you're Kansas City, if you come out of that 3-1, I think you feel really good. Because the rest of the schedule, mm-hmm. okay, you're at the Niners, but you're off a bye. You know, you're at the Bills, but those games are sandwiched by games against Denver and Carolina. Mm-hmm. It's not that bad of a schedule. You know, you mentioned they do have like three games in 11 days with the Texans, the Browns, and the Steelers. That'll be challenging. Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, I think it's a pretty reasonable schedule, all things considered, for the Chiefs.
All right. Week one has some great marquee matchups, including the Chiefs taking on Baltimore in the kickoff game. Books say 3-point spread, total at 47.5. Any early thoughts on that opening game?
So it's an interesting game from the standpoint. The Ravens were criticized heavily and rightfully so last year for not running the ball mm-hmm. in the AFC title game.
Yeah.
They signed Derrick Henry. I'm guessing they're probably going to run the ball. I would, first of all, I'd lean under on the game because both those teams are very good defensively. Mm-hmm. Now, the Chiefs are always viewed nationally as this big offensive team. they won the Super Bowl last year because of white defense. I mean, that's why they won.
Yep.
And then Mahomes is Mahomes, and he made three or four great plays. Mm-hmm. My question in this game with Baltimore is defensively and on the offensive line. They have three new starters on the offensive line. That is a tough place to try to communicate when you are trying to figure out a new offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all it takes is you miss one assignment and Chris Jones comes unblocked and the game changes. Defensively, no Clowney, no Geno Stone, no Patrick Queen. And then on top of that, Michael McDonald's gone, right? He goes to Seattle to be their head coach.
Mm-hmm.
How different does it look for Baltimore? If I had to pick the line, I would favor the Chiefs to win the game by more than 3 points. I think the Chiefs win that game by a touchdown. They've always played well against Baltimore since these two quarterbacks have been together in the league. I think Kansas City wins the game, but I think it's fairly low scoring. It is, you know, what was the total of the game? 47.5. Yeah, I would take it like the Chiefs win the game like 24, like 19 or something.
Yeah, and then we're looking at, what, a third defensive coordinator in 4 years for them?
Yes, I believe
something
so.
Something like
yeah.
that, too, yes.
You get Wink, and then you go to McDonald, and I have Orr. And it's just, I mean, look, they've lost a lot of pieces. Like, offensively, three new linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Beckham's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of pieces to replace.
Yeah, with the schedule release, the future's going to get a little bit of a polish. Any season win totals or playoff props, any futures that you're looking at early?
So, I love the Lions. I know the division's tough. Mm-hmm. I get it. I still think that team, I think they're the most complete team in football outside of Kansas City and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really, you know, they added Carlton Davis, and they took two corners that a lot of people had first-round grades on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just bet on the over with them. I think they're going to hit their over, maybe even by half a game,
mm-hmm.
but I think they're going to get there. I will take the under on Denver. I just don't see – I mean, Denver's got Bo Nix,
yep.
Jarrett Stidham, and Zach Wilson. It's not as though if Bo Nix isn't good, they can turn to Jacoby Brissett. They don't have that guy. But that guy doesn't exist for them.
Mm-hmm.
That worries me. And then defensively, it's Surtain and who? Simmons is gone. Joel's gone. Gregory cut last year. Chubb traded away a while back. Like, who's on the team?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a rough year in Denver. And then, you know, the other one I would look at, I like Cincinnati's over. They play a last place schedule. Pittsburgh and Cleveland are good teams, but they don't have quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the big thing there, of course, is Burrow. Burrow has an injury history. Can he stay healthy? If he stays healthy, I like them to hit the over. I think that last place schedule really plays to their advantage.
Yeah, for sure. In terms of divisional title odds, do you see any sleepers out there that can make a run to the top of their grouping in 2024?
You know, it's tough because a lot of the divisions that are really good, the odds aren't like really conducive to trying to take a big hedge. I mean, I'd say the Bears maybe as much as I like the Lions.
Yep.
Like, what if Caleb Williams comes out and he's CJ Stroud right away, right? Like, what if he's that?
Yep.
You know, I think last I looked, they were like plus 340, something like that, right mm-hmm. in that range. You look at the AFC East. I still think Buffalo is the right choice
mm-hmm.
in the AFC East, even though you can make an argument for anybody but New England. And then in the AFC South, what about Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Like Anthony Richardson coming back second year, if he stays healthy. They would be a sleeper for me. If they could maybe go, you know, 10-7 and win a tiebreak or something. Mm-hmm. Hell, they were right there last year
yep.
with Minshew.
Yeah.
So they would be one for me.
Yeah. I really like what the Colts looked like early on before the Richardson injury. And then they had to yep. completely flip that playbook, which was designed just for him to be kind of Jalen Hurts Jr. And then put a guy like Gardner Minshew in there, and they still stayed competitive. So, yeah, I do like the Colts as well this year, too. The stat leader props are always interesting. Those odds are out coming in before the summer here. In terms of the passing, the rushing, the receiving yard leaders, anyone that do you think could surprise and lead the league in those categories?
Yeah, I always try to look at the running backs because that always feels yep. like a year-to-year thing. Right, like 1 year it's Christian yeah. McCaffrey, and then the next year it's somebody who you're like, oh, that guy's a good player, but wow, like where did he come from? Mm-hmm. You know, you think about like, not that he'd be a surprise necessarily, but Derrick Henry in Baltimore, you know he's going to get the touches.
Yeah, he'll get
his
touches.
Give the ball.
Yeah.
You know he's going to see the ball a million times. I'll give you one. How about James Cook in Buffalo? They don't have the receivers
yeah.
that they once had. They were running the ball a lot more second half of last year. He was very, very effective, very efficient. I think Cook's an interesting play. You know, he's not a sleeper necessarily, but he's also somebody who I don't think a ton of people are picking to win the rushing title.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he makes a lot of sense. And then, you know, at receiver, you know, who's that guy? You try to find that guy who's on a team where it's like he's going to get the ball constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I like CeeDee Lamb. I think Lamb, that offense now, no Pollard.
I'm a Dallas fan. We don't have a running back. Like, we have the ghost of Ezekiel Elliott. That's about it.
Could be more shootouts this year. Like, I would go with Lamb as a guy who could have like 1,700 yards for Dallas. So that would he'd be my you know, pick to click, so to speak.
Those are good ones. I mean, I'm looking at the odds right here, and like Cook's way down the board, plus 4,000 range right now. So, you know, yeah, when you think, you think Buffalo, you think pass, but he's definitely going to be able to find a lot of space if everyone's playing off the line and defending the pass. Yeah, no, great value there as well. When you're a Chiefs fan, it's an easy game to pick the Super Bowl winner for you. But if KC doesn't do it, who do you think dethrones the reigning champs?
Detroit.
Yeah?
I think the line should have been there last year.
Yeah.
Definitely
proved they belonged. A lot of close games, a lot of thrillers there with San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, they were up 24-7 in San Francisco and fell apart the second half of the year. I think they're a complete team. I think Goff has proven he can get to a Super Bowl. Hell, he did it once. He should have done it twice. I think if it's in the AFC, it's Cincinnati.
Yep.
I think it's the Bengals being healthy. I just think, you know, they've always been the Chiefs' kryptonite to some extent.
They've been Burrow's been the boogeyman for both Mahomes and Josh Allen, right? Has their number.
Yeah. Because they're not afraid of the Chiefs.
Yep.
You know, some of these teams the Chiefs play, and they beat them before they even walk in the building. Mm-hmm. The Bengals are not one of those teams. I will say, I am not big on picking repeat champions. Mm-hmm. I do not typically do it in the years I've covered the NFL. I think if the Chiefs are healthy, they're the best team in football.
Yeah.
Like, I really just – and I think, you know, it's very weird to say this about a team that won a title. They were awful by their standards for three quarters of the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will be amply motivated. But if it's not them – give me one of the Cats. Give me the Lions. Give me the Bengals.
All right. Pick of the Cats. All right. That's Matt Verderame. He's the NFL writer for SI. He's hosting the football show on KCSN, and he just launched his own podcast, The Matt Verderame Show, and you can find all of his work, and you can follow him on X at Matt Verderame. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate your time.
You got it. Anytime.
At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays, and they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost to see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. 2 minutes real time with the guy, Aaron Waterworth, trading manager of Bet365. Busy, busy weekend here. So Boston through to the next round. We still have these other three series playing out. Give us an update on the NBA titles futures.
Yeah, Boston, you know, the solid favorite has been for a long time now, down to minus 140, steadily backed as they have been. Denver had been the most popular play, especially after games 4 and 5, but then last night happened. So Denver on the cool, Minnesota on the rise. Lots of action since their win last night on them.
All right, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, we got the Rangers into the conference finals. We got Florida, Colorado could advance tonight here on Friday. Update on NHL futures?
The shuffling pack that is the top of the NHL market so far. Literally kind of three-way fives now with Dallas, the Rangers, and Florida. Edmonton out to 425 now. They're our worst position. All teams seeing action, but Dallas and Florida seem to be getting a lot of flavor this week.
We go to the WNBA and the Caitlin Clark impact. We talked about that before the season. We've had two fever games so far. How has the betting been on Indiana, and how has the betting been across the league so far through 3 days?
That, you know, uptick all over the board, especially for the opening night Indiana game. But, you know, you expect that. Obviously, this was the third most bet U.S. sports game after the two NBA games on opening night for Indiana versus Connecticut. Caitlin Clark player prop action has been through the roof, even more than the game and spread bets, money line bets on the fever. You know, we'll see how that goes now after they got served last night by the Liberty.
All right, NFL schedule's out. That means NFL betting season is here. Any movement to the NFL futures based on how the schedule kind of trickled out for some teams?
I mean, nothing seismic, but, you know, KC, slight drift on them as well as the Raiders. Both of those got a pretty tough slate. Packers, Chargers, and Jets all kind of shortened up a bit. Schedule seems to be a little bit more favorable for them, especially the Jets with all the prime times.
All right, we got this huge heavyweight bout in boxing we've been waiting for a few years now. We got Tyson Fury, Oleksandr Usyk. Give us a rundown of the odds. Give us a rundown of the action. Unification title fight. We've been waiting for one of these for a long, long time.
We have 24 years since an undisputed heavyweight title. This one's a four-belt one. Never happened before. Usyk, even money. So, you know, very close here. Tyson Fury, minus 125. Usyk evens. The action's kind of like the odds. You know, near 55 on Fury and about 45 on Usyk. Most of the action in the fight outcome, people like in Usyk by decision, but others like in Fury by KO, TKO. So we'll see how that pairs up. But a great fight, a good time for Eastern viewers as well.
All right, long weekend here north of the border in Canada. Best bet for the long weekend, besides you and your over-under on beer drinkage.
Over? I'm going to stick with a fight here because obviously I love the boxing. First time for a fight like this in a long time. I'm going to go with either fighter to be knocked down minus 120. Fury is known to be knocked down more than a few times and get back up. He could clobber Usyk as well. So that's my bet. I'm going to go with that. Either fighter to be knocked down minus 120.
Heavy hitters out there, too. All right, that is a wrap on this episode of the Sharp 600 podcast, presented by Bet365. A big thank you to Matt and Aaron. Thank you to Dell behind the scenes. And, of course, big thank you for you tuning in. A reminder, please rate and review the podcast when you get a moment. And we hope you enjoy your weekend. We hope that you join us next week. And best of luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays, and they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boost. Check out the boost to see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.